91X News.
It's 6 and mainly sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Mike Fleming. Ontario's court system is getting an overhaul. The Attorney General announces Wi-Fi for courthouses, jury summons via email or text, and some online divorce filings. Attorney General Yasir Naqvi says technology is important in family courts, where many people are self-represented.
Over 50% of the people in our family system are not represented by a lawyer. That is challenging. It creates barriers and obstacles for them. And it also slows down the system because they may not have all the right information available to them to access the system.
There will also be more digital options for the jury process, such as completing questionnaires online. Speaking of Wi-Fi, the city of Belleville is looking into providing public Wi-Fi to Zwick Park and the Waterfront Trail. Julia Lennox has the story.
Mark Coyle is the manager of information systems for the city of Belleville. He hopes the access to Wi-Fi will increase safety.
I know especially young people don't often have a data plan on their device, but if they're down there and there's public Wi-Fi, they would be able to reach out.
Coyle says getting service might be difficult due to trees being in the way and the low elevation of the waterfront.
Trails are not known for having abundant power and abundant antennas, so that's a problem.
The estimate cost of the project is $50,000, says Coyle.
It's really a matter of from that using that money to do a site survey, see how much, where the dollars are best spent.
Equal access to the internet is something Coyle says is important.
I find it's when you deny people access to the data that's this greatest disadvantage. So the more convenient we can make it to kind of level that playing field, I think it's better for all of us.
Belleville City Council will be revisiting this project in today's continued budget meeting, and we will know by the end of the day if it was approved. Julia Lennox, QNET News, Belleville.
U.S. President Donald Trump says North Korea will face even more punishment for its latest missile test. Sagar Magani has more.
Shortly after the North's latest provocation, the president said the U.S. would take care of it.
It is a situation that we will handle.
He's using the same language today, tweeting more major sanctions will be imposed on North Korea. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson later said the U.S. will announce sanctions once they're ready to roll out, perhaps against financial institutions. The White House says the president urged his Chinese counterpart in a phone call today to use all available levers to pressure the North into backing down. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Apple has released an update to fix a major security flaw in its new computer operating system. Alex Stone has more.
The new operating system for Mac called High Sierra is glitzy and fast, but a security flaw allows anyone anywhere to hack you just by typing a single word. In the login screen, typing the word root and leaving the password blank gives anyone full access to your computer if they click the unlock button twice. Cybersecurity expert and professor Melody Mao calls the flaw mind-blowing, giving easy access to sensitive data.
You can access his bank, his email, Facebook.
Apple has just put out a fix. It requires Mac users to download an update. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An NPR host says he's been fired over allegations of improper behavior. Ryan Burrows has more.
Former host of A Prairie Home Companion, Garrison Keillor, has been fired by Minnesota Public Radio over allegations of inappropriate behavior with an individual who worked with him. Keillor telling the Associated Press he was fired over, quote, a story that I think is more interesting and more complicated than the version NPR heard, end quote. He hosted A Prairie Home Companion from 1974 to 2016.
You young people, of course, you have your whole lives ahead of you, and you just live day by day, and you don't live in the past the way the rest of us do.
He retired last year from the show, but still produced the syndicated show, The Writer's Almanac. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
The firing comes after NBC fired anchor Matt Lauer. Winter clothing items will fill boxes for those in need at the Youth Room in Belleville as part of its first annual winter clothing drive. Jenna Leslie has the story.
The Youth Room at the Quinney Sports and Wellness Center is wrapping up their first annual winter clothing drive on Thursday. Youth programmer Nikki DeHaan says the turnout for the drive has been better than she thought it would be.
We got way more than I expected. It's been quite awesome. We had whole knitting groups that knit hats and scarves for us and brought in huge bundles and Costco bags. It was incredible. And even schools were getting on board, like Quinney Secondary School donated a whole bunch of stuff that they collected themselves with their own mini drives.
DeHaan says that the drive is a sort of unofficial partnership with the Salvation Army's Coats for Folks program, a program that collects new and gently used winter coats for those less fortunate in the community. This way, when participants come to get their coats, they can also pick up mitts, a hat, and a scarf to go with it. DeHaan says that she hopes this effort will help to keep the community comfortable until a more permanent solution is formed.
All of our volunteers that run the youth room with me, they know that they can make a difference in their community too, which I think for all of us young folks, it's hard sometimes. You feel like you can't make a difference, so something as little as this, I mean, we're affecting the community so much just with pair of mittens.
Anybody who would like to make donations can visit the youth room in the Wellness Center during open hours Wednesday night from 4 to 8 and Thursday night from 4 to 7. Jenna Leslie, QNET News, Belleville.
The Quinte West Fire Department responded to the Boston Pizza in Trenton this morning around 10:30 when some insulation caught fire in an air conditioning unit on the roof of the restaurant. According to the owner, the AC unit was destroyed in the fire and will need to be replaced. After a year of searching, Walt Disney Studios has found its Mulan. Disney said Wednesday that Chinese actress Crystal Liu will play the warrior in the live-action remake from director Nicky Caro. Disney says the film will be inspired by their animated film from 1998 and The Ballad of Mulan. Bill Kong, who has produced films like House of Flying Daggers and Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, is executive producing. The film is scheduled to hit theaters in 2019. That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
Split Second Printing's 40 years of experience has made them ready for anything.
Can you print my soccer flyers?
Sure.
How about my poster?
Student council? Nice, no problem.
What about my prom banner?
Done and done. And we'll even help carry it out.
From business cards to large-scale architectural drawings, Split Second Printing has you covered. They'll even help lay out and print your portfolio so it'll really stand out. 59 Dundas Street East, Belleville, or split-second.ca.
Officially, we're CJLX 91.3 FM, but we've known each other for 25 years now, so just call us 91X.
The Belleville Senators are at home tonight to face the Lavelle Rocket at 7 p.m. The Sens are coming off a tough weekend against the Toronto Marlies. The team is 0-2 against Lavelle so far this season. The Toronto Blue Jays announced that they will honor the life and career of former star pitcher Roy Halladay in a pregame ceremony before their 2018 home opener. The team says details of the ceremony, as well as additional honors in Halladay's memory, will be made available in the coming months. Halladay died November 7th at age 40 when the private plane he was piloting crashed into the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Florida. The two-time Cy Young Award winner played for the Blue Jays from 1998 to 2009 and for the Philadelphia Phillies from 2009 to 2013. A few questions have been answered about Ricky Ray's future with the Toronto Argonauts. The 38-year-old is reportedly considering retirement after leading the Argos to their 17th Grey Cup. Ray says he is taking his time to consider his future with football, but says if he does return, it will be with Toronto. Three more Russian athletes were disqualified from the 2014 Olympics for doping earlier today. The three athletes, Alexander Kasyanov, Alexei Pushkarev, and Ilya Kuzin, were all banned as part of the investigation into Russian state-sponsored doping program. The Russian bobsled teammates had finished fourth in the four-man event, but were due to for a bronze after the original Russian gold medal team had also been disqualified for doping. Larry Nassar has pled guilty to another molestation charge. Ryan Burrow has more.
For the second time in a week, Dr. Larry Nassar has pleaded guilty in a Michigan courtroom to felony criminal sexual conduct in relation to the sexual abuse of athletes under the guise of medical treatment. Nassar pleaded guilty to three counts in Eaton County days after pleading guilty to seven counts in Ingham County. Sentencing in both counties will be held in January. 125 victims who were treated by Nassar will be allowed to give victim impact statements. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
The Montreal Canadiens will host the Ottawa Senators tonight in an all-Canadian matchup. The Habs have won their last two games since starter Carey Price returned from an injury. The Senators, meanwhile, have lost six straight games and hope to snap the skid tonight. Also in the NHL tonight, the Winnipeg Jets will visit the Colorado Avalanche. The Jets currently sit second in the Central Division. The Raptors face the Charlotte Hornets tonight in the first of three games in a homestand. This comes after a three-game road trip that saw the Raptors drop two games to New York and Indiana before salvaging the road trip with a decisive win against Atlanta. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Forecast for Belleville tonight, clear with a low of minus 5. At 4:09, it's 6. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Mike Fleming, News on 91X, next at 5.